Yes, we are back.
Blog
We are
Talk
back, folks.
Radio.
We are very much back, and we should be rejoining and reconnecting to all our members who have just left us. So be patient as we rejoin all our listeners. Okay, we have been rejoined by Mr. McKenzie. Mr. McKenzie, welcome back. And you're hearing
Thank
us
you.
Quite loud. Yes, indeed. And
yes.
We're waiting the other folks to rejoin us. Audley, Cardinal, Simon, all the guys. So I'll have to bring in Simon. He is one who is not so okay with getting back on track. So we will get him back in. So, Mackenzie, continue talking as I make connection with
yes,
the other guys.
There's an interesting development in Pakistan. I want to talk. I don't know if you want to talk about that. Where Imran Khan is not the president. What can he do to sort of quell the situation over there and bring Pakistan back into international cricket?
Okay. Can you do it on your own until I get back? I'm trying to make some connections. Simon also is back. So we have
Check
Simon.
This time. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, we are back. Simon has been dropped.
Okay, am I on, Leon?
Yes, you are.
Okay,
yes,
well, Russell started the over, and he was banged out of the park by Bravo for six, and the 100 partnership has come up. It's a 103 partnership between these two. So,
leave a message at this time.
Through.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes.
Okay, they're saying goodbye to someone there. Babo is on 49. He got there in a hurry. Manu is on 63. So, like I said, they're making short work of this 183, which is required. So, we just need 51 of 27 deliveries. It's still kind of tight. 62 to Manu, 49 to Babo. This time he's driving. But they're getting a single for his effort. So that brings Bravo on strike. He is on 49, but I don't think he's thinking about a single. He's thinking about getting to the 183 and getting there in a hurry, maybe with an over and some balls to spare. So it's 50 to win from 26 deliveries. Easy picking.
Hold on, Sam.
This,
I don't know.
This wicket is a good wicket. This is outside the off stump and... Bravo expected it to be called wide, but it was not called by the umpire. So the two batters are meeting in the middle. I guess they're working out some sort of strategy. I have no idea. But 133 for free. We were saying it was not 6, 6, 6, 6, but it's 1 and 3, 3, 3. 133 for free. So Bravo is cutting. But he can only get one, as there's a man on the deep point boundary. So Babo gets his 50, raises the bat now. And I'm not going to say, but thanks to umpire, I'm not going to say. So 134 for free. The Trinbago Knight Riders, they need 49 from 24. Munro is on 64 from 44 deliveries. He is the leading run scorer in the 2018 CPL tournament, and it's still a long way to go, folks. Saints has not done their matches yet. Barbados has not done their matches yet. So I think that leg of the tournament is fast approaching. So Jamaica Salavas, they were 182 for 5 at the end of their 20 overs. Phillips went for 80, and Miller, he got 72. Stephen Taylor, our local boy, he could only muck up 8 runs from 7 deliveries. Ross Taylor, the experience coming out of New Zealand, he too disappointed. He could only muster 7 from some 14 deliveries. But we're into the now. The now is that Monroe, who is there on 64, Bravo is on 50. They're piloting the ship and trying to dock it someplace here in the city of Lauderhill. And let me be reminded, it is the beautiful city of Lauderhill. I have to say that, or else Virgil will take my head off.
Yes,
Bravo.
Yes. We make sure that Virgil gets his plug.
Yes. So a dot goes into the book, and I still think it's going to be tight. If you can only lose a wicket now, or if the Talibans can get a wicket now, this one is wide, ill-directed down the leg side, and a scarecrow. Well, I shouldn't even call him a scarecrow, because I do that myself behind the stump sometimes. Just spread your arms wide eagle, and you stand there like a scarecrow. That's a wide. It goes into the scorer's book. Comes down, and it's violent! I see red. I played right over that one. And I just said it. Is it the commentator's curse? I said if the Talibans can only get a wicket now, the tides might very well turn. So Bravo played over that one. It was right up in the block hole. And he went for a mighty heave. And his feet was anchored in cement. There was no foot movement. So the one mistake Bravo would have made when he did not use his feet, he perished. And he paid the ultimate price of giving his wicket. But well played, Bravo. 50 off 35. He was not there to dock the ship, but he left it in the hands of Monroe,
brother,
who is still there. And, well, of course, of his brother as well, who is walking into the wicket. So, Bravo get a rousing round of applause from the spectators that are here. So, from one Bravo to the other, one brother to the other, 135 for 4. I'll come back when things start up here again as Bravo takes guard. Liam.
Yes, thank you so much. And we'll be joined by, at least we're trying to get Audley back with us, but he's coming in. And, okay, he should be with us now. Thank you for coming back with us, Audley. And all the panelists are here except Cardinal. I hope he can call back in. But anyway, I'll try to get him as well. And a wonderful commentary there. Okay, nobody's hearing me though. Yes.
I'm hearing you.
Wonderful.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Okay.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you now. Right.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay.
And Mr. McKenzie is back. And Carl.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
The only one that is
Thank
not
you.
Back yet. So we are okay. Audley's on in two places. Okay.
Look.
Good.
Yes, I have to let me hang up and call in again, because one is on hold and one, you know,
yes,
because I was trying
yes,
to
okay.
come in straight. And I'm going to
yes,
hang up
I
and
would,
call.
Yes, all right, good. So, Mr. McKenzie, has the fat lady
yes.
come, or is it still going with
the game is still open just a little bit, but I think Trinidad is in the driver's seat.
Well, 47 to win from 21 balls. So, you know, that is Bravo's number 47. So, he's in
the number.
Now, the number on his back, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, a dot now goes into the scores book. So, the Talibans, they've got to bowl a lot of dot balls. Even if they're not going to get all of the wickets, they've got to really tighten the screws, because, you know, you can get 20 runs in one over, especially.
Definitely,
Right. Right, so Monroe is playing one out to the extra cover region, the scampers through for single. So that brings skipper Bravo. And believe it or not, Dwayne Bravo been around for such a long time. Do you know he's only 34 years old? You would think that he's much older than that. You've heard so much about him. But he's still a young man, 34 years. I don't know how much legs he'll carry, because these guys, I've been playing a lot of cricket day in, day out around the world. So this over has gone a dot, a wide, a wicket, 1-0-1. So this is a very, very good over here from Imran Wasim, left armer. He's bowling around the wicket. And Bravo is going in the air, but away from the field, a one bounce on the long off
boundary. So just 3 ones coming from that. Well, 4 ones actually, because a wide, but 3 from the bat, 1 wide. And I think that was a very, very good over there in which I would have seen the back of Darren Bravo. Well played. 45 to win from 18 deliveries. Leon.
Yes, indeed. Well, oddly, give us your take. Which way is it swung? Has the pendulum swung from the Trinbago Knight Riders to the...
Look at it this way. I would rather to be in the shoes of the Trinidadians. With 18 deliveries to get 45 runs is not a problem. And unless the Tarawas tighten the screws and start, you know, if not getting the wickets, getting dot balls, or just cutting it down to the singles, each year onto singles, Trinidad is going to take it home. I'd rather yes. be in their shoes. But then again, it's cricket. You can just turn. Just as we always say, you know, 1, 2, 3 deliveries, and the match is totally turned upside down.
Yes. We're trying to see if you can get Cardinal back to join us. But if he's listening, would you call him? Because I'm having some problems dialing out to you. But we do have Mr. McKenzie online with us. We have Simon online with us.
Yes.
All these online with me. So, Mr. McKenzie, what say you?
I thought they would have brought in Santoki at this time. Because
all right, say no more. Okay, say no more. In comes Santoki. Keeper McKenzie would have bought on Mr. Santoki in the depth. So he goes over the wicket on board. And this time he's going in the air. But there's a man down there. One bounce to him in the cover sweeper. They're looking for two. They're scampering home. And they got home on a canter. You would think it was the Jamaicans who were running between the wickets here. But it's the Trinidadians that are running lightning fast. That was a good two because the ball got down there in a hurry. And it was released quickly. But they made up their mind for two. That's good. That's good thinking by Bravo. Although he's well known for his batting. You know, Monroe has been in. So probably he's trying to give him a little breather as Bravo settles in. That was Santoki. Bowls to him. And he's going aerial and out of here. Bravo has gone big. It was a full delivery. Let's see if the umpire is going to call it a no ball. No. It's not. It was borderline, but it was one that came straight out of the arms of Santoki. Never touched the dirt. And Bravo hit it baseball style. Shall I say home run? And if the bases were loaded, they would have brought in 4 runs. I can tell you that. But in cricket, that went for 6. So Bravo has gone on to 10 in a hurry. Monroe is still there on 65, keeping company. But I can tell you, man, Russell is going to say again, the Trinidadians came out and this seems to be their home turf because it's really getting noisy in here as they close in on the victory. And again, in the air, and it's going to go further and further and further back. And Santoki has got to let the ball hit the turf. It's not hitting the turf. It's going for the Yorkers, and the Yorkers are going all wrong. They're bowling over pitch, and Bravo is seeing the ball now as big as a breadfruit. It's going for maximum. He's bringing out all of his experience. He's his captain, and he wants to take matters in hand as if to tell his little brother, this is what you ought to be doing to bring home the ship and to dock the ship. So Russell seemed to be a little upset, but you cannot set field for 6s, Russell. I'm so sorry. 31 is required to win from 15 deliveries. So I think we're going to have a change of ball because Bravo has been putting the willow to this leather and it's going further and further. And if you can see it on screen, Russell is an upset man. I guess he wants to bowl with an old soft ball, but the umpires who are in charge would have none of that. They're acting. There he goes on the replay. Goes into the night sky and beyond the boundary board for a maximum. So while I change the ball, Leon, I'll turn it back over to you until when I come back in.
You said this score, they needed 31 more for victory. 31 more. Correct?
Yeah, it's 31 from 15.
31 from 15. Okay, there's still an opportunity for either
side. It's going to be Trinidad.
Trinidad and Tobago really has the edge. Yes, indeed. Mr. Simon, do you...
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, well, whom do you call it for at this point? Whom do you call it for? Is it Trinidad or is it Jamaica?
At this point, my maths are going to tell me 15 balls, 31 runs. I'm going to say that they is already in the bag.
For whom?
My maths.
I agree.
My maths said he's in the bag.
Whom? For whom? For whom?
Trinidad.
Oh, okay, for Trinidad. And, of course, Mr. McKenzie, you also with Trinidad?
Yes, I agree with him. I thought Santoki would have kept it a bit tighter, but he has given it away with those full tosses. So
yeah.
I think that's the undoing of it all.
Well, brother, join again. And we are in danger beneath here, and this is the biggest one of them all. Just beneath us here. Three in a row. There's a hat trick of sixes. And I'm telling you, Bravo is saying, this is my turf, because Bravo was here last year also in the ninth edition of the U.S. Open. So he's by no means a stranger to these parts. So this time Santoki was over-pitching, hit the turf, but the result remained the same.
Well, can someone give me the description of a Yorker? What is the description of a Yorker?
Well, here's one down the leg side. As if he does not know, he has to bowl the ball within the six. So he's straight down the leg side. Wide is called, as Bravo would have nothing to do with that one. So if this is the only means of not getting a six to bowl a wide, I'm telling you, in cricketing rules and the playing condition, you have to bowl that ball over.
Indeed. So, description. What is a Yorker? Anyone can give me
a
description?
I'm trying to see if he can get it in here. He got one here this time.
Yes.
So, Santoki just bowled a Yorker, and Bubba dug it out, and he rolled away to the long on boundary, and the man comes in and stop it. So, this brings Monroe, who has become a spectator. Could you believe that? Monroe, who's been there, the leading run-getter in the 2018 CPL, became a spectator as Bravo wheeled the willow. So far this year, he has 254 runs from five matches, and he's going at a strike rate of 144. That's Monroe for you, the southpaw, left-hander.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let us see if he's going to cause some more damage to the Talawas, as Bravo would have really put a dent into Santoki's third over. So they're trying to get it right. They're trying to get the free facing right. It's a left hand, right hand combination. So let us see if he'll have better luck bowling to the in-form, well-set Monroe. Bowls over the wicket. And Monroe's going after him in the air. He doesn't have the distance. A man is getting under it. Oh, my word. Two men were there for the catch, and both of them left it. Could this be match fixing? I hope it is not match fixing. This ball, two men run, the ball drops, slap in the middle of both of them. And I'm sure you're going to see it on the TV for you viewers out there. And they just looked at it drop, picked it up on the one hop. Sorry, Santoki. You could have been given a reprieve there with a wicket, even though you were battered all across the park. So Bravo has gone to 23 from just 7 deliveries, believe it or not. So, Liam, a 2 and a 1 is on the board. A 1 and a 2 is on the board. Take your pick. A 2 and a 1 is on the board. A 1 and a 2 is on the board. Anybody's guess? Okay. 21 to win from 12 balls.
21 from 12 balls. Okay. So
it's all over, Ivan. It's all over, gentlemen.
Well, it's all over with the
shouts. It could be a close one if we get somebody to...
No, well, who are you going to get? You have to get both of these batters.
They
had a chance to get Monroe just now, and that could have put a little, you know, pep in
pressure.
Their step, because you need a maiden. You need a maiden here right now.
Mm-hmm. You need a maiden.
If you can get in, if they can get
a maiden,
get them to score 17 at least from the last over, I think it's going to be tight.
Be hard.
So
be
21
yeah.
from two overs. So if they can only keep it down, Russell has the ball in hand. He's coming from the far end this time. So let us see if we have better luck from that end. He bowls and Bubba's going after him. It's in the air and into the crowd for six. Just a flick of the wheel.
Wow.
So
that
Bravo
is
making
over.
No bones about it. It's eight deliveries from Bravo. And he's hitting hero maximum one after the other. One after the other. And this time he's hitting the deck, unlike Santoki. But again, the result remains the same.
Remember I told her that those guys are the feast in the last match, you know, where they made your record.
Okay, Bravo's in the air,
50.
And there's a man down there, but he can't get to it. My word. They should have taken two there, though, but for some strange reason, they gave up in the running. But I thought he should have made a better effort with that ball down there and the sweeper cover. The ball dropped just in front of him, but they need wickets as well, because a wicket means that a dot will be in the book. And that's Powell. As you can see him, you can see the skipper saying, dive forward and bring up the catch. You have to make catches in these instances. You cannot wait for catches to come. So 7 runs from two deliveries. And now it's 14 from 10. So the equation is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Andrew Russell is not going to be a happy man losing two. What is supposed to be his home turf? It's a wide delivery outside the off stump, but the umpire is not going to call it. Perhaps it moved a little bit after he would have passed him. From my vantage point looking at it here, it seemed as if he would have been a little wide. But the batter, he went after it. So I think you have to give the bowler the benefit of the doubt. As far as I'm concerned, he just missed it. But in real cricketing terms, I believe that would have been called a wide out. But in this tight situation, he's giving Russell the benefit of the doubt. But so Munro got cleaned up by Russell. But it was a good knock. I am not sure it's going to be too little, too late. 169 for 5. They're trying to get to 183 for victory. It was a slow delivery. Clipped the pad on the way through. And he got bowled. And Russell is real excited and he's happy with that. As if to say, you're not taking my catches. I'm going to do it all by my lonesome self. So Manu gone for 67 from 51 deliveries. I can't even say you have two new batters in because Bravo, who's only been there for 8 deliveries, it seems as if he's been there all night. Well, you might not be seeing it there at this time, but a word of advice was coming from Ross Taylor to Russell. Encouragement, advice? I don't know, but whatever it is like they're remaining calm, they're staying cool. Again, it is 14 to win from 8. This is the CPL coming to you live from Lauderhill in the beautiful city of Lauderhill, right here from the Central Broward Regional Park.
Yes, you're hearing a live report from Iva at the Central Broward Regional Park. Very expert. Coming to the closing stages of the match, where they're requiring 8 of 14 runs from 8 deliveries. In
what is going on the left side? And a bye has been given there by Ramden. So Bravo wanted to get a strike. He was sacrificing his inning, inning there as the ball passed beyond the batter and beyond the stump. And the keeper did not stop it cleanly. And they ran through for a single. So Bravo say, I want to take matters into my own hands. So last ball coming up here for Russell. And then we have all of 6 balls. But 7 runs to get. So Bravo going to try and make good use of this one. Let's see what he does. He's going aerial. And he's out of here. Let's see. We're not sure. We're not sure. They feel seem to have got a hand in it. Did they go for four or six? It seems to be hurt down there, though.
Whatever it is, Ivor, the fat lady has sung.
Yeah, but we have to look at Powell because he Babu struck that one powerfully and he went for the catch.
Ooh.
And it crashed into the boundary board down there.
Wow. Yes, okay.
So
hope
let's
not
hope
hurt.
He's not hurt. But they're looking for confirmation to know whether it was six or and a six one. So Babu hit another maximum. So just one to get from six ball. So it's pretty much over. Over and done and dusted.
Yes. Concern about the injury to Powell. Anything new? Is he up? Powell is up. He's rolling.
Yeah. But like I said, Russell is not a happy camper. Bravo is 36 from 10. And he's really putting on a show. He really, really put on a show this evening. So let's see who's going to be bowling this last over here. Your man, he says, Leon.
Wow.
Powell. Thomas.
Yes, so he has got a bowler made in here, but Searles is going to be in strike. But I know Bravo is going to run. Even if the ball goes to the keeper, because he's standing back. Whether they get it from a bye or they get it from a run from the back, they're going to be running this one. I can tell you that right now. Bubba wants to get on strike.
Get a hat trick, Thomas.
Although it is only. No, he's 7 to win from six deliveries. This time it's a dot. And they did not run because the keeper collected and they ran up to the stump. He's not going to let Bravo.
Oh, fox him again. I think we have Eddie with us. Is that Eddie?
Yeah, he's too noisy.
Okay.
He's too noisy.
Yeah, Eddie. Yeah, he's
too
nice.
Yeah, he's very nice. So we had to go ahead, Ivor. Go ahead. Have your
okay,
thing.
No problem. Okay. So we have 19.1 overs of this 20 over encounter, and Russell is extremely upset. And if I can read lips, I will tell you something that I cannot say on the air. This time they wanted to for a single, and no one is backing up, or else I think the keeper would have shied. So a leg by. And now Bravo is on strike, and he's been hitting maximum, and all he needs is 6 runs to win. And the chance, you can hear it? Bravo! Bravo! You heard the Bravo?
Yes, Bravo.
Andy Russell is a madman, he's bad, I'm telling you, man, he's really mad. So. Everything is in the hands of the future. Leon, your future king, Thomas.
Thomas, come on,
okay,
Thomas.
Let us see.
Get me a wicket, man.
Well, he comes in now, and he bowls to Bravo right time over. And Bravo's going after him. In the air, and he's out.
Thomas,
Bravo has been caught down on the boundary. So your man has struck, and pandemonium here, and they're going cock-a-boot. I'm telling you, the crowd is evenly spread here. Bravo going for an inside-out. A man down on the deep cover boundary. Stood there and waited an eternity for the ball to get there. And Bravo Heroics has come to an end as he held out at the sweeper cover. He has gone for 36. And again, there's still life in this game. There's a twist to this game. And I'm telling you, the Jamaicans, they're all out in their numbers supporting the young man Thomas and asking him to wheel his team home. Bravo has gone 36 from 11 deliveries. He would have played a part. We have 3 deliveries left. And they need 6 runs from 3. Thomas, it's in your hands. But the former West Indies test captain has gone to the field, gone to the wicket in Ramden. But Ramden will not be a strike because they didn't cross. Mm-hmm. So Searles, the lanky Searles, is going to be facing up to the big man Thomas. Sporting the number 17 on his back. I'm telling you, it is really exciting here. Really, really exciting here. The biggest party in sport, Thomas goes in bold, and he's swinging and missing. So two deliveries.
Dot ball number one.
And a dot ball. So two deliveries is coming close. They need six from two. Jamaica, Jamaica, the land we love. Jamaica, the land of wood and water. And it's getting really exciting here. I'm telling you, they're coming out in the numbers.
And keep rounding off strike. Thomas, keep rounding off strike.
Well, rounding can only get on strike for one delivery. I can tell you that. Because this is going to be the fifth delivery of the inning. And if he doesn't score and they run a run, Ramsey will have to hit a maximum if he goes to 5 runs. But let's watch and wait till Thomas bowls over the wicket. Bowls, and this time he's swinging and missing. And it's a wide. My word. And
come on.
Upset.
Umpire, pull your
weight. I don't know about that one. But we will see it back on the monitor. We're looking at the monitor here. And we're going to tell you now. Yes, it was a wide. It was a wide.
The waiter went
wrong there. We looked at it on the monitor. But nonetheless, it's still five from two deliveries. And could that be a cardinal sin to bowl a wide? And
right.
Warren would have told Hall, if you bowl a no ball, you will walk from Australia back to Barbados. In that side test match. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yeah, that was definitely wide.
Yes. But in all the excitement here, you know, the Jamaicans, they don't want to be called wide. The Trinbagans wanted to be going for five wides, as a matter of fact. So he has got to settle down, the young man, Thomas, as he runs away from us now. He passes the umpire, and he aborts his run. And either way, he has got to bowl.
So add to the excitement.
Yes, yes, it's a cat and mouse game. You have got to wait. Yes, you have got to wait, sirs. That's what he's saying. You've got to wait on me. I got to bowl the ball. So I'm going to make you wait and take you out of your stride. Well, he turns at the top of his mark now, at the 30-yard mark. Yes, quite a bit of a run up there. Here we go. Bowls now. And he's going after him and he's hitting this one and it's going down to the... So they long off, and he's going into the keeper end, but it's close. They're going to be going upstairs, but I think he may have made his round. But either way, if the score stands, they need three to win from one ball. Could we have a super over? Could we have a super over?
Could we have a win for Jamaica?
It's right now anybody's game. It's tight. It's tight. It's getting tight. It's getting tight. They're looking at it on the screen now. It's not out. So Tuan goes into the scorer's book. So that was good running. Good feeling as well. So we have one delivery and we need somewhat. Two runs. They need three to win. Who's the tie? Can we have a super over? Tanti Merle at the over. Russell and Ken and they're trying to get all the fielders in the right places. They're going to cover all the boundaries, at least. They do not want to give a boundary here. This young man, Thomas, has come to the front and come to the fore. He has delivered with five deliveries so far. He has delivered well. Just that one wide that was outside the off stump. That's a cardinal sin, or else it would have been over and done and dusted. But as the game goes, if you bowl a wide, you did not give the batsman a fair opportunity to play that delivery. So that ball had to be re-bowled. But Ramden is still there keeping company.
Fast.
And let's see now. And he's playing this one for four. Barbados wins. My word.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's a heartbreaker. It's a heartbreaker for Jamaica.
Wow. That is,
and they can't believe it. They're sitting Russell, Hansel, Kimbo. I know they're going to cry. This is one they're going to cry because he did everything right except to backpitch that last ball.
Sam talking
and
over the rain.
And he struck it, a proper cricketing shot, all the way to the boundary for four. So there's no super over, there's no tie, there's no ball off. There is a win for Trinidad Knight Riders. Back to you, Leon.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Indeed, gentlemen, heartbreaking. But that's the way it is. You win some, you lose some. You get some good calls,
well,
you get some bad ones.
As gentlemen, a matter of fact, Leon, the way things were going just prior to the last over, it seemed as if Trinidad were just going to run away with it. So it was really good that Jamaica pulled things back, that they could even go down to the last ball. So I'm not going to feel too bad. We reached right there. We should have won, yes. But as we can see, that it was not a you know, what you call like you're spanking some little school ball.
Yes. Well, we have been rejoined by Cardinal. Cardinal, welcome back, and what an exciting game. What a turn of events.
Yeah, I kept riveted on it. I forget to call back in.
Yes, and I was trying to get you myself too, but it wouldn't go through. I don't know what is going on. But anyway,
yeah. Give
us your take, man. It's that LBW shout for Bravo being...
Oh, Bravo was dead. Bravo was dead.
He was dead as mutton. From my vantage point, he was dead. Okay, he was dead as mutton, man. But, that's heartbreaking. It is. And even down to the
and
last...
Them two catches, that catch that drop between them two players. Mm-hmm. And then the one that Stephen Taylor didn't go for. Oh, too many things went
bad
at the same time, man.
Yeah, too many things went for. I didn't even realize that he also grasped one. He just...
Russell didn't have a good demeanor after with them things. He was supposed to be the one.
He got to keep his cool.
Wrong key. What the guy did to keep on him? He's the one who had to come down and calm the guys down.
Yeah.
Russell got to step up where that is concerned.
You got to step up with that attitude. That is not good at all.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Cricket is like that. And man, that is such a
Santok is a better bowler than he did there. Santok did a very bad job in his last over there.
I'm telling you, that is Santok could go to goal ball, but they he was his Yorkers.
He was serving
his
up some full tosses. He was serving up some full tosses, and that wasn't gonna work.
Well, the Yorkers turned into football into
I'm to Santok. Santok is giving Bravo three lollipops. At that end of the game. Three lollipops.
Yes.
And if this is your profession, you're supposed to one of them three ball, at least one of them should have go for a yaka. This is your profession. This is what you're supposed to be practicing to do. You should be able to do it with your eyes closed. At will.
Who is the player of the match? I don't know. Is it Pierre? He's the player of the match?
Who? Caribbean?
Is it Pierre? Carapier is a player of the match.
It would have to be Monroe or one of those other guys who set the pace.
I don't know. Must be the player of the match, not the player of the match, because it had to be Monroe, one of those guys. So while we look at that, just for your listeners, in the play, well, we have a very exciting encounter between Trinbago and Knight Riders. And we're hearing Ivor.
Bravo 56 from 11 with 5.
Boy, Santoki does. Santoki look, he can't play under pressure, you know. Santoki look like as if he can. I see him do that thing before.
None for 41. None for 41 from three?
There's no catch from him, though. The two guys converge. He would have gotten a wicket, but both of them, the ball just came down and the ball went down in unoccupied territory.
It was not a game for the Talwas at all. They made some errors and they got some bad calls. At least they get one in particular bad ball call. Yes, you just heard a report that the West Indies have some real prospects. Yes, well, we hear some news from Central Broad, and they're playing some music, and until we get some... Somebody's bringing some music from... Not Ivor, for sure.
No, that's me.
Oh, you? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, okay, good. All right, so let's go back over and see if we hear anything from Ivor. Ivor? Anything from your end? Anything there from your end? So, Mr. McKenzie, are you happy with the non-victory?
No, I think Russell needs to calm down a little bit more. I think he's a bit too hyper. And I think he needs to get his team together and see how much better they can perform in the next match or so. But Santoki gave it away because I had high hopes of him putting the screw on Bravo, but he wasn't able to do it for one reason or the other. And then the last over there could have taken the match to Jamaica way. But I think this is something that we need, that these guys need to know how to bowl that last over. You know, and they have been all over the place, bowling wide and that type of stuff. And again, I need to check on the umpiring. I don't know if the umpire, that decision that went against them really upset them quite a bit. But under these conditions, they need to keep calm, whether they get the decision or not. So I think they put up a good fight, but they could have won the match.
Leon, are you still here?
Yes, I'm still there because we were just being called by Eddie. He was trying to get in for the whole night and he was not being brought through. He had a couple interviews set up for me. But anyway, let me bring him in again and apologize for him. Good. Eddie, you're
That's
on
what
now.
You guys keep doing. You guys keep muting
Hello.
Me. Quit muting me.
Come on in, Eddie. You're in.
All right,
you're
McCollum
now.
Is going to come in now. McCollum is going to come in. Let him come
All
in.
Right.
Yes. And Bravo is going to come in. Let them come in. And don't mute the mic, please.
Okay, all right. McCollum is going to come in. Bring him in. Bring him in.
They're
are you going to be
in? They are
all right.
in. It's going to be you guys, Ian Bishop. So I'm going to record it. Hold on.
Okay. Well, you can hear it. From the Central Broad Regional Park, McCollum is going to be speaking on behalf of Trinidad Tobago and my good friend Ian Bishop is going to be introducing them or speaking to them as he makes this presentation. Eddie, you are very, very noisy. Trying trying to, folks, just be with us as we try to make connection with a clear signal from
it's
the central broadcast.
It's a live outside podcast, Leon. You have to just have to remind them that it's a live outside broadcast, so it's got to be not as clear as when you're in studios.
Yes, it's coming from that end, and I tried to get him a couple of times, but it was very noisy. So let's see here if he can. And he wouldn't keep close to the mic, and I tell him to. I wish him to much, much clearer than he is. Okay, we really can't. Let's keep the conversation going until we get him, and just bear with it. Deal with him and see if we can accommodate him, because his phone is so sensitive, he's picking up everything else. Okay, he seems to
have phone. I am disappointed to say the least, because at one stage it seemed as if it was going to be a big anticlimax. Trinidad, they were just going to run away with it. And when we look and we see where the Talawas fought back, and as I've always mentioned, look, it just need one good over for maybe a cluster wicket, or it could be a case of the batsman, our batter just come up and hit like what Dwayne Bravo did with those three consecutive sixes and change the whole complexion of the match. But you know, we fought back and to bring it down to the last over. And actually the last ball needing three runs to win, you know, at least that dead hope that I had was resurrected. And I was, you know, actually saying, look, it looked like we're going to win this one. We're going to win this one, you know. But it wasn't to be. I was very disappointed, but that's the way cricket is. It's a game of glorious uncertainty. Ding, dong, you know, like pendulum swinging from side to side. And Trinidad prevailed tonight. I'm hoping that the losing streak won't continue for the Talawas, because they're coming up on Wednesday night once again. But this time, they will prove to be winners. And
they're going up against a very strong side.
Yes. Well, go, you'll have your say. Let Audley finish. Go ahead, Audley, as you.
So that's it, basically. That's it.
Yes, indeed. Mr. McKenzie, you have your say now, sir.
Yes, I think Barbados is a very formidable side. Backing wise, I don't know what the bowling could be like. I don't know when they're going to come out firing, because they got beaten the other day. But I think Jamaica will be up to the task if they really settle down. I'm sure they're going to make some changes to the side. What they're going to do, I don't know. Santoki might have to go, despite the fact that I still have some confidence in him. So, but the batting will have to really take its stride and put some runs on the board quickly, especially in the opening overs. And those batsmen have to keep their heads down and stay at the stumps for some time. And get the score going. They can't just lose the wicket in the first over or two. That is not the best way to do it. Over to you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's see if Ivor has gotten any of the presentation. Ivor, you're there? Any news from the presentation? We're trying to hook up with Eddie, but the reception for him was very, very poor, and he has fallen off. Okay. No answer from Eddie, from Audley. I have as well. Cardinal, your take.
Well, you know, I guess it's a heartbreaker for thing, but it ends up being a good match. It you know, it shows the back and forth that we don't normally see in a 2020 game. And eventually brought it down to the wire. You know, the guys are still good performers, you know, but it's left to fight another day. We look forward to seeing Barbados win on Wednesday, and
I hope
you
not.
Know, that could be a pretty good match.
Yeah, my take is that you know, you win some, you lose some. The Tarawas had enough opportunities to win the game outright. They had enough, despite the bad decision by the umpire. So I think they have to blame themselves. If you have a ball that is falling between two fielders, there's no reason why that should happen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's
true.
Mr. McKenzie, that should happen.
Yeah. Well, let me just finish up and then you can come back in. Yeah, there's no reason why a ball should be falling within two fielders and the catch not being taken. And Thomas, that wide at the end there, it was clearly a wide from what I saw. That would have brought a victory to the Tarawas, and it wasn't to be. So, all in all, the umpires call, and they got two LBW shouts, and I would love to see the shout against Bravo. I mean, not Bravo, is it McCollum or was it Monroe? The shout for Monroe. I would have loved to see that on television too, because from it looks that it could have been hitting the off stump plumb. And don't know if it would have gone over. But the key is the umpire said, not out, you got to work on and keep your cool. And if you had done so, maybe perhaps the victory could have been snatched from defeat, because 182 was not unreachable. And they could have defended that easily too. Were they? But Russell has got to blame himself too. He came in with a reputation of 6-hitting. It's not all time you're going to be going to be able to hit your way out of trouble. You got to sometimes just hit the singles around and hit the singles and keep
your wicket,
then at the end you'll get the bad ball and then you can dispatch it. He has got to blame himself too. And Powell too. Though your main strike, I don't know if... Well,
Leon.
He came in at the right time. Okay, come on in, Ivor.
Leon. Okay, hold on.
Come on in.
I'm gonna hook up.
Come on in.
We're gonna hook up Ross Taylor right now.
Yes, indeed. Go ahead. Ross Taylor is in. Come on in.
Hello.
Yes, you're on.
Yes, the first. Of...
Yeah, no.
Are you?
All right. This is Ross Taylor.
Hello. Good evening.
Last night, you guys. Perhaps the difference between the two nights is the fielding at the end or near the end in both matches. Diana was excellent on the field. Tonight, you guys were really good at the start, and then being almost at the end there, you kind of faltered a bit. There was miscommunication, it was like between you and David Miller after the second class over, and then Stephen Taylor makes a chance to come up with a pitch there. Is the noise an issue at all? Is there some other reason to explain some of the fielding problems?
No, I think it's just one of those things. You know, some days you take them and some days you don't. Today, you know, when the heat came on, we didn't adapt as well as we should have. But in saying that, you got to give credit to the way Trinidad came out and played. You know, they deserved the victory. Got to give credit to O'Shane. You know, it's not easy to defend 7 in the last over. He did very well. And, you know, being a young fella, I'm sure he'll take a lot of confidence from that going forward.
Last night, Andre Russell made mention of the noise and the lack of a team that's a home game despite all the teams. Has that been an issue amongst the rest of the squad, or are you not
saying
that noise?
No, you know, a lot of grounds in the world, you have 50, 60, 70,000 people, so, you know, I'm not sure what the capacity is here. You know, players want to play in front of a big crowd, and when you want to play in front of big crowds, noise is going to be a factor. You know, I don't think that was a factor. It was a good crowd. The crowd got an exciting game coming down to the last ball, and, you know, we're here for entertainment as well, and the crowd got, I'm sure, their money's worth.
On that note, just quick, you were here, obviously, for the New Zealand series back in 2010, 2012. So, from the entertainment standpoint, regardless of win or loss, what has that aspect of the experience been like for you coming back here?
I think it's been great. You know, I think the wickets improved a lot. You know, when we first played against Sri Lanka, I think it was 110, played 80. So, I think you got to give credit to the groundsman and, you know, the way they prepared the wicket. And I also injured my shoulder the last time, so it was nice. Hopefully, I can go one more game without getting injured as well.
You did well to get up to 182, so that would have been enough.
I think so. Obviously, you know, we would have liked a bit more, but at the same time, I think at 58 for 2 or 3, at 10 overs, I think we would have taken 280. Both sides are around the same at 10 over mark. I think you can overanalyze it too much. At the end of the day, we lost the game. We lost two in a row now, and hopefully we can get better. Come Barbados, we lost a little bit of momentum, and hopefully we can get some back on Wednesday.
Wednesday's your next game. What would be the prep talk inside the dressing room?
I think, we just want to improve on the areas that we were, deficient in today. We'll play five games in a short period of time, and that can be quite tough. One more home game, and then there's a lot of breaks in between our next four matches. So, hopefully we're going to have a good rest over the next couple of days, come re-energise the batteries and come hard to Barbados on Wednesday.
Must be concerned to winning from three games in a row, coming in
No, not at all. I think yes, we have lost two, but today came down to the last ball, and a couple of decisions could have gone our way, and it could have been a different story. It wasn't to be, but some of those 50-50 calls go your way, but I'm sure they'll even themselves out over the course of the campaign.
Good luck. What were your thoughts about
the last ball? Oh, I think we're always at a hiding to nothing in that situation. Seven runs off the last over is never easy, but Shane bowled very well, got ball, the run, the wicket, to put some pressure back on Devon, but got to give credit to Devon to come out and under a pressure situation to execute the shot like he did, but I'm sure Shane will take a lot of confidence from that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Ross Taylor.
Sorry.
Stepping in for Andrew Russell. Obviously, a dejected man, So, we're waiting on the skipper, the winning skipper. He's speaking to Bishop at this time. So, we're going to see if we get a shot, something here with Baba. But he's in conversation with Ian Bishop at this time.
Yes.
Just maybe come over. So, the coordinator would have already indicated to him that he's up next, and I think he'll be the last one.
So, I'll make it down there. Yeah. Everybody keep telling me.
So the mood here for the Jamaicans is one of, I should say, let down.
Dejection.
Disheartened, dejected, because
despair.
I think they did well to come back in the last over to keep it down to 7 runs and over. The young man was under a bit of pressure. Both the batter and the bowler was under pressure. And what happened? I'm going to turn over to Bravo now.
Okay.
No, where's the thing? Yeah, hold it.
What is it?
No, pick the one. This is going to be ready. That's the fifth
day. Good evening, Wayne.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, we answer the question from here then.
What? I have to hold it.
Oh, Ivor, is it my end or yours? It's going to be your end? You and Eddie?
Okay, so I know he didn't have obviously the best of nights tonight, but just from the American perspective, being here in Florida, Ollie Khan has had a very good start to the season. What has been made him such a key contributor for you guys over the course of the early part of the season?
Ali is a world-class bowler to me. I remember playing here last year in the same ground in the U.S. tournament. We're both on the same team, and I stand at slip and I watch the way he run in, the way he bowls, the skills that he have, especially with the old ball coming back. And I said to my brother, this guy is a very talented player. It's sad that he's in the U.S. Obviously, he don't have much exposure. And as soon as the opportunity come about to get him into our squad, straight away I grabbed him. When there was a Canada tournament, I picked him in my team as well. So he's somebody that I will take anywhere. If I have the opportunity, I would love to have him in my team.
Just tonight, seeing the way they finished there, the second half of the first innings, adding, I think it was 124 in the last 10 overs. Did you feel that got out of hand? Or did you still feel 182 was the man's target?
Yeah, I'm happy at 182. You know, the way how the tournament going, they look at teams making over 200 and still losing. So to get Jamaica restricted to 180 and a fairly small ground and a very good batting wicket with a very long batting lineup, we'll be happy at the halfway stage. I'm 100% sure Jamaica would have rather chase 180 than defend 180. So 2 points is important for us. It's good to beat Jamaica. Also, they are a very good team. And yeah, I think you made the right decision. It's good. It's always good to play cricket over here. The guys love coming to Florida because it's like, you know, you see a lot of kids, a lot of families and around as well. So it's a good trip. You know, for us it was a short one, but we still enjoy it. But the wicket is good. That is important. So the fans get the opportunity to see, get their money's worth, which is good. You know, we had a good turnout here with a lot of red flags as well, so which was good for us, and I'm happy. You know, the people from Trinidad or who live here in the U.S. actually come and support us. And support is very important in a tournament like this. Yeah, well, we are two-time champions, so obviously these kind of situations, you know, we strive on. You know, you don't win tournaments without playing games like this, and it's good that we have it now to see that whenever it's crunch time, more often than not, we come out on the winning side. So that is sure good side of character, the self-belief we have amongst ourselves, the depth that we have in our squad. So, yeah, that's the way TKR play, and we want to continue to play that way. But we take each game at a time, and you know, we respect every team because, like I said, there's a lot of talented players in this tournament, locally and internationally. So, 2 points is 2 points. Yeah, we back him as a management team. We back Sunil. You know, the important thing is that when a player is down, we have to make sure and give him confidence and back him. Don't need to hide him. You know, he's one of the best players in the world. Like we always said, like Sunil Narine's job is not to make runs first. You know, if he gets runs, it's a bonus. The good thing about it that he's not stuck in a ball. You know, he's out in the first over, the second over, and still they have the main batters getting the opportunity to bat the bulk of the overs, which is what we really want. So whether Sunil out in the first ball, second ball, it doesn't really matter. If he gets runs, okay, it's a bonus, but we don't bank on him to make runs. You know, him on top of the order, the opposition know what he can do, the damage he can do. So, yeah, we back him as a management team.
Yesterday, in the interview, Russell, you said that it didn't feel like this home ground. With the fear of red today, how did you feel? Like it was your home ground?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's our home ground because when we play in Trinidad, it's crazy. We can't compete in Florida, the Queen's Park Oval. But it's good to see a lot of red. Like I said, the people who come from Trinidad and the ones who live in the U.S., it's good to see red, white, and black in the stands. You know, so, yeah, but obviously it's unfair to all of us as well. But, you know, having said that, I'm happy. I get 2 points. I'm out of here now. So it's not really my business.
The result of the two teams, when you meet in Trinidad, obviously you would have lost that game. Brilliant performance by Russell. Good move, bat and ball. The situation turn around. What was this decision? Why you made that decision when you won the toss? You want to put the opposition into that?
Well, I asked the guys what we think would be better at, and you know, most of the guys said, you know, let's chase regardless of what, because we believe the way of the tournament panned out so far, teams making 200, and you know, the wickets are so good, and you know, the way how our players are playing, you can chase 200. You know, and stricken them to 180, that's 20 runs short. So obviously at the halfway stage, we were comfortable. We planned better this time. Obviously Russell didn't bat much, which helped us. But, you know, Kari Pei make a big difference. The young left-hand orthodox come in for the first time, and he made a big difference. They didn't get off their flyer, and we were able to control the game throughout the entire innings until later on. But I would take that because at the end of the day, you got to give credit when credit is due. These guys, Miller and Phillips, and these guys are good players. So they're allowed to, you know, hit sixes and make runs and do well. So I'm happy with 180 at the halfway stage. Yes, they bowl well. We didn't get up to the flyer we wanted. But with Monroe and Darren Bravo, the form that they're in, they build a solid partnership and, you know, take the game in a position where it allows me to walk in there and just be free.
5 6 tonight, I like Vintage Bravo.
Vintage Bravo. No, it's just, it come off today. I'm happy that I'm able to contribute with the bats in this tournament. You know, this tournament didn't start the way I would like it on a personal note for me. But cricket for me is not about my personal achievements. As long as, you know, in key moments I can contribute to the team success and the team victory, that's more important. And to see other players develop and grow and take responsibility and stuff. Yeah, like I said, you look at Ali Khan, you look at Kari Pierre today. Darren is playing well. Monroe is playing well. McCollum is playing well. So that's more important than doing Bravo doing well. Yeah, I will contribute when it's really needed and really matters. And tonight is one of those nights. So, you know, experience helps. And that's important, like I said. Playing over 400 games, they don't play it because people like it. It's because you're good enough to play 400 games. So I've been there and there's no pressure. I just, you know, stay one game at a time.
Thank you.
Tell Chris Gayle I'm representing. Nice.
Okay.
Canada, Vancouver. Folks, Leon?
Yes, indeed, I'm here. Very much here.
Yes,
that was Bravo.
Yes. And that's the end of the presentation here. Until Wednesday, let the folks know we'll be doing it again Wednesday, 6 o'clock.
Yes,
and,
indeed.
Hopefully the Talibas would get a better result. But, you know, Barbados now going to be trying to emulate Guyana and Trinidad. Because here it is now where these guys are saying they feel at home.
Yes.
When they play here and the Talibas are feeling outdone, as if the crowd are not with them as it should be. So, mark my word, next year I think they're going to, at least I think they're going to get a weekend in Jamaica. But I don't know if they're going to have too many day games here. They can't come here for no one game. And if they come, it's going to have to be for the weekend. So, okay. I'm not too sure how the Talibas are going to want to put more than at least 3 games in Jamaica. And if they get 3 games, it's hard for them to have their games in the during the week. So I believe the schedule might have to be, if they get 4 games, they should try for Jamaica to get 4 games. 2 games in Jamaica, maybe a Saturday and Sunday, and get 2 games up here a Saturday and Sunday. Because I think this is part of the setup where here is part of the Talawas' home field. So Russell is pretty much upset. I think he's not getting the support unless they have to charter some flights and get some folks to come on over. But being here on the ground, to tell you the truth, it's like when Bangladesh was playing the West Indies here, I thought for one moment I was in Bangladesh. Not one moment. Throughout the 2 days, the crowd that supported Bangladesh and the non-support for the West Indies, I would want to tell us personally, don't feel bad. It seems as if the folks who are here support the opponents.
Yeah.
So, just try to play your game as Dwayne Bravo said.
I didn't get from you. Yeah. Was the crowd as large as yesterday?
No. Yesterday, the crowd was larger, my estimation. Yes. I mean, they became boisterous. They became loud. And all that, but yesterday definitely the crowd was bigger,
much larger
on both sides, much larger. Yes, on a Saturday night. Then again, you know how people are in South Florida. They know tomorrow is a working day, although it's after 10 here. Some folks who would have come out, maybe the older folks, let's put it that way, would be very, very happy to know that they're home by 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. And they probably look at it on TV.
But okay.
For what
thanks
a lot. Yes. Let me turn it back over to Master Control because I'm
yes,
heading
I
mean,
I just want to say thanks a lot
big,
for
big
the
audio now.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Ivor, and to you and to Eddie as well. Although we didn't get much opportunity to get in with Eddie as much as we would have liked. We're grateful for you both. Okay. Good night. Good night to you.
Okay, good night.
Gentlemen, we are going to be saying our last goodbyes. Mr. McKenzie, are you still awake?
Yes, I'm still awake. I think it's about time for me to go to sleep. I've been suffered two losses in a row, and facing a third one is no easy feat. So I want to thank you very much for a very good show. Thank all the commentators who were in the box, and I think they did a good job. On the other hand...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So good night and take good care. Thank you, sir.
Good night, and you take good care. It was a privilege and pleasure to have you on. Good night, Mr. Linford McKenzie out of Texas, and Audley out of South Florida, North Florida, or New York. Audley, it's your time to say goodbye.
Yeah, I'm trying to determine which Audley is. Am I in South Florida? No. Am I in Georgia? No.
I know, but you...
Actually in Connecticut. I know. I know. I'm just saying, wow, what kind of Audley is this? another robust show. Yeah, I mean, the excitement in watching. What I would really love is when we're watching, we're able to, watching live at least, because when I'm watching, it's actually maybe a minute or two behind. So what Ivor is telling me is that what we are seeing on the screen, you know? But then there's nothing we can do about that. But of course, they are giving it to us live and lively from the Broward Regional Park. And of course, we're looking forward to more of the same
Wednesday
evening. Yeah, come Wednesday evening. Starting at 6 o'clock? Is it 6 o'clock?
Yes, 6 o'clock. Yes,
okay.
I wanted to remember
this. Tendulkar, good. Lara, better. Tino, best. Young radio.
Simply the great best. Tino, best. How are you,
Lebert,
Mr. Best?
I'm good. Yes, man. Lebertian from Richmond.
How is the sale of your book going? How is the sale of your book going?
Yeah, the 2 years gone, over 20,000 copies sold. I'm good, man. I'm blessed. Into the commentary now, so, biggest, baddest party in sports, CPL 2018. You know how I go? Some terrific
I didn't know that you...
in Fort Lauderdale.
All right. I didn't know you were such a good dancer. It's who taught you to dance?
Oh, come on. I'm an island boy, man. We always got rhythm. Come on. Don't insult my intelligence.
Well, now, tell me the reason why you didn't make a century in test cricket. Why? You reaching the 90s or 10
minutes? Oh, man. Don't bring back that painful memory to me, man. Oh, gosh. It is a painful memory, but it's a good... If I woke up the morning and you told me I was going to score 95 in a test match or score not, I would have taken the 95 every single occasion.
Yep. Yes, indeed. Tell me about the match today. What are your thoughts?
Oh, my thoughts, I thought that the Taliwas give it away somewhat with their batting. I thought that they were about 20, 25 runs short because the surface is a terrific surface. I thought they bowled and brought it back well, but in the end, the Tobago Knight Raiders have so much experience and one of the most underrated cricketers in Javon Searles. He keeps a very level head. And also, he's actually a better footballer than he is a cricketer. But, The way how it works out, he's a professional cricketer now, and to be honest, he finished the game in tremendous style, and unfortunately the Taliban lost, which I really wanted them to win.
Mm-hmm. Have you been close to Oshane Thomas, the pacer from Jamaica? Have you been close to him? Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, I've been talking to him a lot. Oh, of course. I think that what I lack as a young man, I can give to him now as a young man. And I think that he is one for the future. The only thing I would like to see him to get stronger with that run-up, maybe change his diet somewhat to feed his muscles a little bit more so he gets a lot more energy. in playing cricket, because fast bowling is one of the hardest things in the game. And I honestly believe that he has the talent, and I hope that he has the good bowling facilities and good people to help him out back in Jamaica.
Tino, I started a call for him, at least for a review of the pay scale. When you look at what they're paying Thomas, I saw $3,000 as opposed to the top tier player getting $160,000. Is that fair?
I don't think it's fair. I think that they got to revisit this whole franchise thing in terms of how they give young people money or pay or encourage young players. I think the minimum that any young player, I think that the bracket should finish off at 10K. You know what I mean? That's me personally. I don't think a young 21-year-old should be running about and bowling his heart out for $3,000. But that's the way how this is structured now. And I know that CPL one day will probably revisit it and start it out.
Tina, who was the best batsman you ever bowled to?
Well, the best batsman I've ever bowled to was probably Rahul Dravid. The only batsman that had so much time, played with the softest hands, and he was just a terrific, terrific player. And you know, I had a good career. I'm grateful for that career, and God has been good to me.
Indeed, God has been good to you. And just to turn your attention a little bit to the England-India Test match, you see how the tide has changed now. England are on the back foot. Do you think
that
the match
will... Okay. Yeah, I think that India is going to win this Test match, make the series a lot more interesting in 2-1. I really want them to win as well, and you know, I just think that that's something that is dying in our cricket. I don't want Test cricket to die. I think it's all about an art, and that's the purest form of cricket. I love Test cricket. It tests your skills, and it separates the men from the boys.
Yes, indeed. And are you happy that all the players are now eligible to play for the West Indies and have an opportunity to be selected?
Yeah, of course. I think that they should have done that a long time ago. I think that we need the best players playing and representing the people of the region.
Yes, I want to thank you so much. I enjoy your commentary. I'm Leon Francis. I hail for people like
Leon,
you.
Leon, just before...
And,
sorry.
Well, we have one
Leon.
Audley Watson who wants to say a word to you as well, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, I just want to wish him happy birthday when it comes next week, Sunday. I know he turned 37 next week, Sunday.
Yeah,
Shane had famous birthday with Joe Salomon out of Guyana.
Oh,
so
okay.
I just want to wish you happy
birthday,
Sunday.
Yeah, thank you very much. God bless. Cheers, guys.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks
bye.
A lot.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Yes,
good night.
Okay, good.
God bless.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Tino Best is always well spoken. I can tell you that. And he's not
yes.
Mike shy at all. You know, he's in the commentary booth with Bishop and those guys now.
Yes. Yes.
So that's good. That's
if you get a chance to get near Ian Bishop, I'd love to say a word or two with you. We had the opportunity to. Last year, and he was very nice. It was very nice.
If you can
get close to him.
I'll try for Wednesday and see.
Wednesday might be better, yes.
Yeah, well, not now, because it's home time. We were just about the last.
Okay, good. I know you've got to get out of here. So thanks a lot,
yeah,
Ivor. Wonderful job.
Well, he just set up with Bishop, so they're walking off. So I'm not going to bother.
No.
They're on the wing.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks
folks,
a lot, Ivor.
Folks know that. Yes. All right, Ross.
Yes.
You can wrap it up.
Yeah.
I'll just listen on my way. Good night.
Yes, indeed. Good night to you as well. Yeah. Well, that was Ivor and Cardinal. We did break into your piece, or was it Audley? Audley, were you complete before we brought in?
Yeah, just about finished.
Yeah.
Just want to join us on Wednesday evening.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Cardinal, your time to say good night and God bless.
Yes, good night. Good night. It's been wonderful. I'm glad that we can have this arrangement. So, to everyone, good night.
Yes, good night. And we have come to the end of another show, an unusual show, a show that we look forward to. We hope that you have enjoyed it. You're invited to be with us. Not only Saturday, next Saturday morning, but on Wednesday. Well, let's start the ball rolling, because on Tuesday evening at 6, we will be going over to the Voice of Barbados to bring you Mason and guests. Then on Wednesday evening at 9, at 6, we will be back to give you much of what you heard tonight. And then on Saturday morning at 9, you have the entertainment show, hosted by Ivo. He's looking forward to tell you more. And then on Sunday at 6 p.m. to 9 Eastern Standard Time, we will be bringing you the cricket show back to its normal time and normal format. We're grateful for your presence, your participation, and your support. Also, I would appreciate your helping us keep the show on the air. Just by sending us a donation to the Cricket Show INC, P.O. Box 1139, Crawfordville, Florida, 32326. The address again, the Cricket Show INC, P.O. Box 1139, Crawfordville, Florida, 32326. On behalf of all the panelists, Audley Watson, Cardinal Mills, Ivy Henry, Simon O'Brien, David Maitland, Jatin Patil, Murchis Nisbet, Virgil Francis, and our commentator over there in the Central Broad Regional Park, Eddie Edwards. I am Leon Francis, your host. Have a blessed week. Peace out. Good night.